Oh, shit!
And with that, another session has started. Welcome to High 502, guys. Insert kick-ass song. Baby Cooper! I'm at Clock Van Wilder. To my left is Jewel Boy Q, a.k.a. Tino. To my other left is Justin Twilliger, a.k.a. The Doomed One. And we're joined tonight with a special guest, Mr. Kenny Wood. Give it up for Kenny Wood!
Kenny!
Yeah, who is Kenny Wood, you may ask? Well, I'm going to introduce him real quick. Kenny Wood, he's a young buck. I believe he's from Texas, is that correct?
Yep.
He's an old head. He makes my day brighter every time I see his smiling face. And we're going to find out a lot more about him tonight. So, Kenny, welcome to the show. Thank you.
All right.
Kenny,
pleasure
to have you.
Man, this is delicious.
What are we smoking on?
Clock, what the fuck are we smoking on, buddy?
Oh, I'm so happy you asked. Listen, you know this is the only show dedicated to navigating Washington's rec market.
Yep.
So this week in Washington's rec market, I went to Nature's Gifts, thank you very much, where I picked up an eighth of Killer Queen from Chronic Cannabis.
She's a
Chronic with two Ks. Queen, right?
Sweet like K-R-O-N-A.
Dynamite like a laser beam. And this is cool. It says it's airborne G13 crossed with Cinderella 99.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Cinderella. Mm-hmm. Now that's almost the fixings of a Cinex combination. Not quite. Mm-hmm. Almost.
Well, I love G13. I love Cinderella 99.
They're both.
That's right.
Heavy hitters.
You can find them at Rochester Farms on Instagram, Chronic Cannabis on Instagram, and RochesterFarms.com. Yet again, another umbrella. Last episode, we had Legends, which was an umbrella of like four or five different labels. This week, it's Rochester Farms. So not only are they Chronics with two Ks on the front and the back, they're also Vivid, and they're also Rochester Farms.
Okay.
So, they got three labels on some products. So,
jeez, it looks like they big do. Ass umbrella.
Yeah. Oh, no. And I love umbrellas. So, here we are smoking Killer Queen. Kenny, how long have you been smoking weed for? If you don't mind me asking.
Since about 1975.
Wow, brother. 1975. So, obviously, we're smoking this Killer Queen. I'll show you some nuggets. You work around weed all day. What was weed like back in the day in 1975?
Kind of like hemp.
Oh, it was real. Okay.
Just a little bit better.
So, lots of plant matter? Were you smoking flowered buds at that point?
No. Most all of it was coming up out of Mexico, called Mexican dirt weed.
Okay.
And, but it'd get you high. Yeah. But nothing like this. The THC's level on cannabis has improved so much. It's
That's what we wanted
not
to ask
funny.
You, too, is, like, the difference.
It just seems to keep going up and up and up, you know?
I mean, you look at this, and we're going to drop a little hint for what's going to be coming later on in the show.
Ooh, ooh.
But we show you this, like, black label cannabis, right?
Yeah.
We show you these nugs, and it is a veteran-owned, Justin?
Yeah. Yeah, this black label cannabis, I'm just going to introduce it now.
Yeah.
I mean, this is going to be happening pretty soon here. So I got some skunk, and it is veteran owned and operated.
Wow. So when you take a look at those nugs and you compare them to the nugs that you had back in 1975, like, is it just like a whole different world of weed? Is it similar at any point?
No, nowadays it's so well manicured. They take the best of the best, and like the thoroughbreds, and pump it full of basically pump it full of all its nutrients, kind of like you would the steroids, and it produces one nice nug and weed and hemp. But basically, back in the days, we just you break all the seeds out of the middle of the buds.
Yeah.
Scrape them out, and then you have a handful of seeds, and then what was left over, you pull the sticks out, and you smoke.
No kidding.
That's pretty rad.
But at what point in your life, like at what age were you first introduced to, let's say, like modern day cannabis? Was it mid-90s, perhaps, or was it earlier where you started smoking Christmas trees?
No, it was probably not until about 2014 that I come up to Colorado.
Wow.
We didn't really get very many cultured buds.
Okay.
Like it's going on nowadays.
So but I'm sure from like the 90s to like the mid 2000s, you found flower that maybe wasn't as nice looking as that, but you had at least like nugs and you could tell what was weed and what, you know, what was, you know, what was trim and what was bullshit, right?
Yeah, eventually it developed a trail.
When was that around?
I knew you was gonna ask me that. Give me a second.
Yeah, no worries.
Yeah, no problem. So, but your main access was to brickweed, basically, or dirtweed.
Yeah.
And now, where were you living? You living in Texas most of your whole life, sir?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. First of all, I can see why you're like the first state from that brickweed coming in. You, New Mexico, Arizona, yep. Shit like that. So that makes sense. And I'm sure there's not a lot of indoor hydroponic farms in Texas, or even outdoor because of persecution, especially
at that time, you know, people that who were open-minded to even, you know, having that on their estate.
But think about that. Like, you go from brickweed and then you go up to medical grade cannabis, right, in Colorado, right, in 2014 at that time. Man, I mean, it must have been a game changer for you.
Night and day.
Big one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you ever grown cannabis on your own ever? Or?
Yeah, I did. But one of the reasons I come up to Colorado in 2014 was to get a chance to grow my own weed.
Okay. You know. Okay, cool. Hey.
Sorry. No, you're good. Hey, mind. Speak your piece, man. Speak your piece. That's what we're here for.
We used different method. We didn't use so many of the newts as we did. A lot of worm tea and worm soil concentrates, and just grew it in that, and we seemed to do pretty good.
Cool.
And that, but you didn't get these well-formed nugs like y'all get now. It's good and hard and crystal, where you just, you're getting them to perform, you know, do some incredible things.
Yeah.
So, it is amazing what 10 years will do, or 5 years, and we'll do in the market.
Just imagine what it's going to look like in like 20 years. No, man.
My biggest thing is...
No, I'm sorry. This Killer Queen. Mm-hmm. Are you liking what you're tasting right now?
I'm pretty sure. I'm
feeling it, right?
I'm good.
Yeah, we don't got an ashtray right now, so we're going to have to improvise.
Let me go and grab
we do on High 502.
Kind of one way that I'm going to... I guess transition into what we're talking about, and we can ask Kenny. It brings everything kind of together. Kenny, when was and what did the first concentrate look like that you saw? You know, like the first sort of oil, that wasn't flower. The first thing that you saw that they were like, "Yo, man, this shit will get you high as fuck," but it's not flower.
When I first got introduced to concentrates again was in 2014, because people were looking for a way to use more of the plant than just the buds, and they made a lot of hash, and then they'd take all the trim and everything that was left over, and they'd use a glass cylinder that would hold anywhere from a quarter pound all the way up until 4 or 5 pounds, and then they packed the glass tube full and then blast it with butane. That's where they got the BHO. And then come out that way, and then they'd purge it. And then somebody come up with a better method of making different material different ways. So it's changed. And even from there, I see the market growing more and more. Every day, somebody's coming up with a new way to do it, new methods.
So 2014 was the very first time you ever saw, like, concentrate at all?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I think 2014, that would be kind of the same year I first saw.
Whoa, isn't honey oil the black? I thought there was
Rick Simpson's oil.
Back in the day, right?
Back in the day.
I would say that would be like the first kind
Canada,
of concentrate.
Yeah.
But
I didn't see it till
later
I come
on.
Up there. I heard about it.
Yeah. To me, that was more edible. Those who had tried to smoke it on what was a glass nail and a dome that went over it, it looked so bad for you that it really wasn't. We all weren't like, hey, let's get some RSO and smoke it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that was not a fad. It was really like, I saw honey oil and it just, it looked like concentrate syrup, you know, like turp sauce, like you would see now. And it tasted delicious. I remember PHO is what I smoked at this event, and it was Jolly Rancher. And it fucking sent me, dude. It tasted so good. And I've been smoking almost exclusively concentrate since.
Yeah.
So, what's up? We just light another joint? Because that's what we do.
Yep.
That's right. When Killer Queen goes out, Justin lights up another J. Justin, what the fuck are we smoking?
This is that Skunk by Black Label Cannabis.
Ooh.
Skunk. Okay, cool. Yeah.
Again, it is veteran-owned and operated. And it says on the packaging, honoring all who served.
Thank you for your service.
Yes.
Most of you won't know. Most of you don't know. Most of you will find out right now.
Oh, yeah.
For the first time, we're going to reveal a little bit of our past. Senor Kenny Wood and Senor Tino Caceres have served in the forces. So it's kind of really cool that there was a pot farm that's owned and operated by veterans.
All right.
I think that's really neat.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Black Label Cannabis, we salute you.
And they proudly represent.
Yeah, that's cool too. And that's cool that we can say, like, veterans, you like, we support one another. Yeah. Come smoke our product. We're a bunch of veterans growing weed. And their product looks really nice. It reminds me of our Skittles, to be honest.
It does.
Lime green with a hint of darkness, solid nugget, but it smells kind of Jack Herrera-ish, which I don't remember the smell of Skunk Number One of the OG hybrids. But this shit smells really good. Mm-hmm. So, hey, go pick you up a bag. Justin, what the fuck did you get this?
I got this over at Discovery Bay Cannabis.
Choo choo, come on, ride that train. Choo choo, to ride it.
Ooh.
The train by the Disco Bay. Go get you some.
Yeah, when I went in there, I told the guy, hey, you know, I got a podcast that I'm doing, and I'm looking for something that I haven't tried yet.
Yeah.
And I started pointing out the stuff that I tried, and then I picked out, like, three different ones, and I was like, which one of these would you recommend? And then I saw the packaging on this one and how it is veteran-operated and owned, and I was like, That's really cool, man. I really like that. So I grabbed this one. But I had a few on the table.
Bless your heart, because you're getting me stoned right now.
Yeah, I know. This
Kenny, how you feeling?
I'm feeling great.
Yeah. You know why? Because we just ate so good.
Oh,
that's
right,
ladies and gentlemen. Later tonight, maybe we'll do it right now. Yeah. I don't know. I want to let you know that we've had probably four episodes of this 2019 High 502 Snack Bracket Challenge, okay? And I've enjoyed every single minute. We've discussed some real heavy hitters, right? $5 footlongs went down. I forget who they were up against. I knew I should have taken a picture of the board. I do maybe have the board somewhere in a photo. But cereal went down last week to cookies. A controversial game. You went down to it. Tino, are you okay now?
Me?
Yeah, you've had 2 weeks.
You know what? I have completely tried to recover.
Okay.
I haven't done it. But you know what? I went ahead and I said, I'll accept the fact that we got the L. We got the L.
Yeah.
Us as a cereal name, we took a loss. So what I did was, not only did I take the cookie, but I took it to the next level, and I put at least a half or more grams of RSO in chocolate chip cookies.
You're rigging the competition.
He rigged it tonight, folks. That's right. That's right. Not only did he say, okay, you want cookies, motherfucker? I'll give you cookies.
Yeah.
He brought the most delicious fresh baked chocolate chip cookie, and in it, he put RSO to spike us.
Yes,
that way we're weak right now because the RSO's hitting us. And they're so delicious. Raise your hand if you ate one cookie. Everyone ate one cookie. Raise your hand if you like ate at least half of one more cookie.
I did.
Okay, good. Did anyone eat any more than 1.5 RSO cookies right now around this circle? No.
No,
okay, see, we're all smart men, aren't we?
Yeah.
That's right. We sent it, but just to the limit.
Yeah.
And so what kind of RSO did you put it in, and where did it come from?
So I would like to tell you guys that last night I went to the beautiful dinery of Silver City Brewery.
Oh,
but the delicious. Restaurant, not the actual brewery that's in Bremerton. This is in Silverdale, and it's their restaurant where they do distribute beer from their brewery to the restaurant. Mm. And we went there, and we had really nice beer. And then after that, I thought, well, don't we have a store that's really close to where we're at in Silverdale? And my boy Sawyer, who's banished from the podcast, said, yes, we do. At Philibong, we have some product. So we went there, and if you did not ever once in your life visit Silverdale and you tried looking for Philibong, you would be like, where is this goddamn shop? It's so weird because it's like in a strip plaza and it's not on the front, but it's in the back. And not only is it just like right around the corner because there's two shops right before it, it's like in the very back. So you get into this parking lot and it's in the very back of the back. And it's really tiny. Probably, I'd say from behind where that box is. And you just cut across to where we are. It was
so it's like 10 feet by 10 feet.
It was small, and there was like at least eight customers in there.
Wow,
it was packed. But I got this RSL.
It's got 8 people. It's fucking packed like sardines in a can, man.
It was crazy. In that kind of place, I would expect to be like some sort of security outside, just because of how
tight spaces.
Close people are.
Okay. But no security. No security. Okay, cool. Woo! I'm ready to hit that. I'm going to go to this place.
And I got this RSO from Trichome Extracts, and they are located in Tacoma, Washington. You can find them at Trichome Extracts on Instagram. It was a, I think, like $16 gram of RSL before my 25% discount, which I thought was amazing.
Yeah, that is pretty crazy.
And so I told the guy specifically, I've tried Double Delicious RSL and it made me shit like crazy and it didn't get me high at all. Double Delicious. And he said, okay, I got you, man. And he hooked me up and fuck, man, I pretty high off the shit, so I said, Trichome Extract, you're doing a good job.
Here. Was it a particular strain, or was it just RSO?
I believe it was a, it was an indica, I think it was a 9-pound hammer. It was a 9-pound hammer extract, and when he said that,
I ain't trying to put me on my fucking ass. Yeah.
Well, Tino. Now let me ask you another question. Where did you get the recipe for chocolate chip cookies?
I got the recipe from, oh gosh, Toll House. That's what it was.
Okay.
I just had the.
It was a Nestle's Toll House cookie recipe. No wonder it was so delicious.
All I added was an egg, a half a stick of butter, and a whole bunch of RSL.
Now, did anyone taste the RSO at all?
Yes.
You tasted it.
I could tell that they had something special.
I could not. I did not know. I was like, wow. When you said you put almost the entire 1 gram syringe into this thing, I was like, oh my God. That shit's deadly, you know? So, Trichome Extracts.
Yeah.
Get it. Okay, cool. Philibong Silverdale. Pack it. Get your discount. What was your discount?
25%.
Oh, hell yeah. Okay.
And what was really cool was I had called ahead of time because I didn't have my badge on me.
Okay.
And I let Brittany at Philibong in Silverdale know that, hey, I work at Canna, but I don't have my badge, but I do have a pay stub on my phone that I can show you. She said, you are fine. Come through with your crew. Don't even worry about it. So that was really nice.
Hell yeah. Made you want to go spend money there.
Exactly.
Okay, cool.
Exactly.
Well,
because we all lose a badge or we don't come prepared. We're stoners, so it's nice to have that fallback.
True. True. Well, you brought it.
Man, that's crazy. People send me home.
Really?
Yeah, I'd be going in there for months, and then they're like that one day where there's a new person, like, nope, can't do it.
Well,
I gotta go home and get my badge.
That's true.
Well,
you know, some buttenders are cool, and some buttenders are by the book, you know?
Yeah.
And so, you know,
it's important to have
it happens.
Both, I think.
If
they're
it has a balance.
Dies.
Yeah.
If they're ride or dies, they'll let you through from a bad experience.
You know, so not only did you bring cookies, but you brought and one hell of a cookie, bro, but you brought this week's bitch beer.
Bow, bow, bow.
Girl, what are we drinking?
The other night, I was walking through the beer aisle with my friend Mud. Shout out to you, Mud. And I noticed this really vibrant white, blue, yellow. And I said, what the hell is this? It says, High Noon Sun Sips Real Vodka plus Real Juice.
I'm cringing on this one, guys.
No added sugar, gluten-free, 100 calories. I thought, why not?
Why not?
4.5%.
I like it.
Super low.
4.5?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Maybe we should have a rule. Bitch beers is going to be at least 5%. But I'll drink it. I'm kidding. Also, I want to point out that this joint that you rolled of, what was it? Oh, skunk?
Yeah.
Is so resonated right
oh,
now.
Yeah.
Mm. It's like my fingers are dripping with resin and the paper. I'm not a filtered tip guy
mm-hmm.
or whatever, so it's like, it's not. There's nothing there. It's sticky, bro.
Yeah.
It's sticky. So that tells you that's some good-ass weed.
Yeah.
That's some good-ass weed. Love okay, it. Well, here to High Noon, Sun
Whoa.
Sips. Yeah, let's do it for all them ASMR freaks.
Oh.
I got some
clock squirted almost
yep.
in my eye.
My bad.
Oh, all right.
Cheers, boys.
Cheers. To us.
To us. To episode 15.
Mm. Mm.
Ugh. Wow, that's really good.
Okay.
Tastes like I just took a bite out of a watermelon. You don't like it, Justin. What's up with that?
You went in there not liking it. Is it the vodka?
Yeah.
Every time you hear the word vodka, you kind of shake your head no.
Is that why you said you were cringing?
Man, I can't do it.
Oh, I thought
Sorry,
I had said
boo.
Something weird.
Yeah, it's okay.
Oh, there's 4.8 grams of protein, so get it!
So really, you could live off this.
Yeah.
This and vitamins, and you'd be all right.
Mm. Well,
gross.
You brought
fan.
That, but I brought some heat of my own.
Mm.
All the way up from Quebec.
Oh.
Me and my fellow Czech Quebecians. Okay, I brought hot gravy. Mm.
Ooh.
I brought what I could find, like cheese curds, Italian string
Ooh.
Cheese.
Ooh,
yeah. And then I brought some russet potatoes ready to fry.
Ooh.
Oh. And I mixed that all together for y'all, didn't I?
Yep.
Presented it all fancy, stacked it,
yep.
Melted the curds just a little. Just that way they pulled apart perfectly. I poured the gravy on it. Oh, it was great in a thermos. It was hot. It was ready. It was beefy. Beef gravy is what I went with.
Mm.
And we mashed down pregame.
Yeah.
Some delicious poutine. So
it was delicious.
Oh, snap. Is that skunk out right now?
That skunk is
out.
What do we got
oh,
next?
Snap. Stop everything. What is this?
Kenny, what did you roll up?
Kenny, thanks for bringing something to the session, bro.
Sir, would you like to read to the podcast of what you bought?
I bought this from Lazy Bee Garden, and it is Powder Hound.
Ooh,
Powder Hound.
Powder Hound.
Wow, that's a heavy hitter. I think that got first place on the High Time Awards, and we got that at a Spark It, didn't we? Went to Spark It.
Oh, Spark It Market
yeah.
Ooh, was Origins. Now back to Spark It in PA. We love you, Spark It Market.
Yeah, we
you
do.
You and your sick-ass interior. So thanks for having us back in on your shelves.
Yeah,
by
we
the way,
appreciate
super
that.
Shout-out for that. And thanks for giving us, what, 25% now?
Yeah, it was a 25% Boom! Discount. Yeah. Yeah.
Love it. So thanks so much, gang. Now, you know as well as I do, Tino,
yeah.
that they won High Times Cannabis Cup, first place for the Powder Hound.
I was right there.
You were right there when we got second place for our Skittles.
Wow.
They got first, and we were like, fuck, we got to taste some of this shit.
Yeah.
Now, this was some Jack Herrera
mystery,
wasn't it?
Yeah, a Jack Herrera and a mystery.
So you know that I get emotional on Jack, so pardon et moi if that
cries.
Happens. And rumor has it that shit was a year old cure, perhaps. Yeah. For that powder hound. And it won. So that shows you well-aged cured cannabis wins cannabis cups. Not that fucking fresh shit. Mm-mm. We want to be pumping out, you know?
Just because it's dry.
Exactly. Or yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, not cured well. I would think you would age it properly, you know? Yeah. You can always rehydrate can it tell. With those bags or whatever. But even those are controversial, those Boveda bags.
Yeah, they are. So,
right?
I mean, it's not natural. So, get an orange peel if you want to be natural.
Oh, snap. This is good. It is, isn't it?
I love it, man. You know, and I can see why it... I'm going to take the hat off. I didn't even fucking grow the weed. But I can see why the Skittles did get second place. I love the Skittles. The terpenes on it is amazing.
It is.
But this Powder Hound is... It is really tasty.
Yeah.
It's a really tasty strain.
Yeah, it's finish. It finishes really clean, too, when you hit it. So, Kenny, thanks so much for bringing it to the show.
And really appreciate it. It's smooth. It's so smooth. I mean, in a joint, you couldn't ask for anything. It tastes good. It smells good. It's not harsh.
Yeah, you know what is harsh, though? Let's segue right into this, okay? So I know we haven't told you, does poutine win? Does cookies win? Everyone's so full and so high on RSO. We'll get to that vote. You'll find out, but keep listening. I want to finish something, you know? So we've been dealing with Vapegate, you know?
Vapegate.
And we predicted it first, I believe, here on the show. And we said, what's next? That was last episode, is the future of vapes. I got a vape PAX pod. And you know, I was looking at it and I was like, oh, I got a vice in my garage. Okay? And I thought to myself, let's break this PAX pod open and see what's inside.
Whoa.
I got curious, you know? I was like, it was the Alien Lemon Kush or whatever, you know, from Buddy's. I broke that bad bitch open to see what was inside, okay? And what it looked like was two little pads, okay, with electric tiny wire diodes on it, you know? Just these little wires hitting it. That way when you drew it, it sucked in the vapor because most of the shit was on those pads.
Like a positive and negative.
Some shit.
Yeah.
You know? So I took one dab off of it. That's what I got out of it. One tiny little baby dab, scraping all those parts.
Yeah.
Letting them drip overnight upside down on some silicone.
Wow.
And it tasted exactly the same. Exactly the same. And it wasn't very good, Kenny. It wasn't. The PAX pods I bought did not taste very good at all.
Wow.
So, and they were like upwards of $40 for these PAX pods. So, I feel like if you guys have been listening to us, hold on, I gotta hit this powder hound. I think I'll just put it out. Will you go ahead and hit that? Make it
Who
work.
Who has got a lighter?
Right here, sir.
I want to give away this PAX pod to one of our listeners, okay? Woo. I'll send it to Bulgaria. I'll send it to Switzerland. I'll send it to Canada. I want to give this away to somebody. Maybe you can use this PAX pod better than me because I don't want it. In the Washington rec market right now, for the 90-mile circle that includes Seattle, Tacoma, Olympia, Shelton, Port Angeles, Forks, I don't really find a product that satisfies me on the PAX pod. I know it won the High Times Cannabis Cup. They're orange Skittles by, I believe, Sub X, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
But it's not for me.
And I haven't found that pod.
I haven't found that pod either, so thanks for bringing that up. Where's that at, huh? Oh, that's off a store shelf?
Vapegate?
Yeah, Vapegate my ass!
There's
anyway,
a product that doesn't exist.
I'll make a promise to put a picture of my sexy thigh and the battery that I took picture I took earlier.
And let them know what has...
Clutch. Is that what we're talking about?
Well, let's know what's engraved on the
Oh, just only the most and the best of the pothead logos. First of all, old school, just a pot leaf.
Yeah,
hell yeah, looks like a sativa. A peace sign. Okay, because you know I'm all about peace. And then Seahawk logo. Oh. But if you weren't a fan of football, it looks like a Thunderbird. In a Northwest tribal design, so
it's cool.
Yeah,
for
represent
all you
the bird. Yeah,
and get this. Not only are we going to be giving away one PAX pod battery, we're going to be giving away two because I'm not satisfied with my purchase. So
damn.
For all you High 502 listeners out there, there is a chance for you to get. No, I'm sorry. There will be two of you lucky listeners.
Two lucky listeners.
Two lucky listeners. We'll
win packs. One engraved, one...
It's just regular. It almost looks like a jewel, just a little bit bigger. And it is fully functional. I have the box and everything. So, there is two lucky winners that are going to get a PAX battery for free. But what do they have to do in order to get these?
I know. I was thinking pre-show of making them like type a secret word that only if they heard on the show at this moment. What was my word? Bowser.
Bowser.
A Mario Brothers character, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that would be mine. So I'm going to show a picture. And the first person who says Bowser on it, you guys will have to monitor. I'll monitor it. I'm going to be like, bing, bing, bing.
Yeah.
And do what the kids call direct message that person. Say, I will ship it to you.
Yep.
Right? And I'll ship it to you for free. Whatever. Right? You know?
Mm-hmm.
I'll send some other swag in it. Who knows? Yeah,
the key thinking, word is hey, Bowser.
Chuck, maybe this is your chance to win a...
Chuck, if you're listening Chuck. Right now, you have a chance to win. And if you got a homeboy that you care about deeply, you say, hey, brother, listen to this and just type in Bowser. Look, we're not saying nothing. All right. I don't make the rules. I just enforce them. But we're just saying that's how it could go down, brother. Anyway, okay. We're moving on, right? Moving on like a fucking coupon.
Okay. So the most important thing we got to do before tonight ends is declare a champion.
Yes. Mm.
Right? We've all ate it, okay? Now there's four. There's four men, so it could be a tie.
It could be.
Totally could be.
Okay, so that's going to be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Last time, we put it into a secret hat, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
So that way, it turned out baller, right?
Yeah.
So are we doing that again?
Yeah, we can.
Okay, we can. So that requires maybe taking a little break. Well, if you guys are listening to us on Anchor FM or
Spotify,
or
Apple Podcasts,
Podcast
FM,
.fm,
or
Radio Public,
or really any of the podcast platforms that you could find us on, we're going to be there and you're going to be waiting for us.
We really appreciate the support this far. We love our fans so much.
We do.
Worldwide.
Listen. We started this almost about a year ago, and it was just an idea that I had. Like, I wanted to do a podcast, and I had no idea, like, how to go about it. And truly, I had just a really cool, support system and friends that were, like, willing to, like, jump on board and kind of do something new. And we got into it, and we kind of just went into it. And we wouldn't have been able to get into it without downloading the app Anchor. Like, and this isn't even a paid sponsorship right now. This is just me really saying thank you, because we wouldn't be here right now having almost $2 in our Anchor wallet.
Ching, ching.
Without Anchor and without being able to have our podcast kind of like on a few platforms that are major. So yeah, it's really cool to put ourselves out there, and we have the accessibility to do it through the app Anchor.
You know what's funny is one dude that we know came up to me the other day, and he was like, hey, dude, I heard your podcast the other day. And he was like, he was at his other job, and somebody was listening to it.
And trippy, right?
Yeah.
What?
So whether you're in your car or at your job or on your computer, just thanks so much. So we'll be right back to you after this.
We will be.
Peace.
Peace. Kenny?
Well, I kind of have to say it may not be completely fair tonight, because I was hanging out with Dino all day eating the cookies.
Wait, well, let's not get into that yet. We'll save that until we'll take a break and we'll get back into that,
all right.
And we're back.
Well, thanks for sticking along. Now we're back to do two things: smoke more weed
that we
bought in a rec market store in Washington State, and vote for the 2019 High 502 Guys Snack Bracket Championship. It is time.
Oh,
okay,
man.
You might have thought that Kenny may have spoiled maybe what was to become the king of snacks, but you're wrong, because it could go either way. There's three people now. It's not a 2-1. It's a 1-3. So what's going to go down tonight in the arena?
Yeah, whatever Tino's ratio just was, I'm down for it.
I don't know. Ooh. I'm really bad at math.
We all have a piece of paper. Tino, it's in your cup holder. We all have a pen.
Well, you know, because like with, you know, without Kenny, then it'd be like a 2-1.
One pen is...
And now with Kenny, it's, now that he's spoken his vote, obviously it's a 3-1.
So I did not hear Kenny's vote. During the break, I ate more poutine. Kenny ate more cookies. I don't know what you two did. I pissed in the dark.
I didn't either.
We started really getting down deep onto the salty caramels that we were eating. So now we're going, we can cut to it. I don't know how the editing works, but you can hear our review on the salted caramels by Fat Panda. They were 10 milligrams, 100 milligrams per package. They were $11 with his discount. So we considered it a low-tolerance treat, and I hope you enjoy this segment.
Give me a minute.
I think from what he paid for these caramels, and then he bought that Powder Hound, I want to say he paid less than... $50. You spent less.
Yeah, I think it was $11, but it was with my discount.
So this was $11?
Yeah, and that eighth.
Oh, okay.
That eighth must have been like 23, 24. No, you're good.
That was with my 20%.
So he must have, he definitely spent less than 40 for the eighth and the bag of chewies, bag of caramels.
So these salted caramels, are there's 10 of them? And they're 10, so they're a low tolerance treat, is what we'd recommend this for.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's, okay. It's for your mother who doesn't smoke, but she kind of wants to indulge, but she doesn't want to smoke.
Sure.
Or, God forbid, the kid that doesn't want his parents knowing that he's getting high.
Yeah.
It'd be the way to do it.
Justin, did you find that these were pretty salty? Or did you enjoy the salt content of them? Because to me, they were just slightly too salty.
Maybe a little, but
it was pretty good. Damn good.
It was really tasty.
And they were soft. I was expecting to be a hard candy, but it was soft. It was perfect texture.
If you suck on it just for like a minute, really like minute and a half, and then you chew it, oh man, it just like kind of melts in your mouth. It's really tasty. I like it, but a little salty. Not a big salt fan, but hot sugar.
Hot sugar, I love their products, always consistent. Another beautiful Fat Panda product. So, sorry about our sloppy editing, but that was our review of Kenny's delicious edible treat. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. We ate edibles on top of RSO cookies. Because we're the High 502 guys. Okay.
And we're back.
All right, sorry. Sorry, everybody. We got segment issues, but we want to be good. Okay, Justin's already voted. Oh, my God. Tino has dropped his name into the hat. Oh, God. I haven't even written anything down. Kenny just forgot what we were voting for. So.
Can I have another cookie?
I think you had. Oh, that's a broken pen. Yeah. Got it. Hey, yeah. Your pen.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
This one's not working. Oh, there we go.
Oh, shit. I thought it was me, but it's the pen.
Man, we're having a good time tonight here at the High 502.
Oh, thanks for hanging location. Out. Really appreciate it. First of all, before we get to the snack bracket, High Noon Sun Sips. They're getting harder to drink by the minute. Yeah. I don't know. And it's pretty cold in this building. So it's not because they're getting room temp.
I like them. I think they're cool.
I don't.
You know, Tino said something about turning them into a popsicle product. Maybe I could get down like that, like they were Otter Pops.
Yeah.
You know, but like slushy style.
Yeah.
I like to let my Otter Pop melt just enough so I can like hit it.
Make like a slushy.
And make a slushy out of it, yeah. So if this was slushy, like, you know, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
But as
I
is.
I think so too.
I mean, it's okay. But watermelon's not my favorite flavoring, so maybe that's it. But I tried to like it. I really did. Sorry, at High Noon. Just saying.
Yeah, we did our best.
We did our fucking best.
All right. Aside from what these older gentlemen think, I kind of like these a lot. It's a nice watermelon taste, I think. It's, I'm really glad. It tastes almost like those watermelon gummies. Have you ever had those?
I mean, I can't say that I have. But that doesn't mean they don't exist. I know there's different,
like,
you know.
It's like a candy taste. It's not really like a real watermelon.
Well, I hope at High Noon Spirits or highnoonspirits.com, I hope they send you a woman-sized medium.
Yeah.
I really fucking do. Yeah.
I really do, okay? Too.
You wear that shit with pride. Thanks for bringing them, though.
You can wear it to the beach.
Oh, Justin, I see you've been shuffling those votes. Is it time? Let's just pull out the first vote. Thank you, sir. The first vote we have this evening. Cookie.
Fuck.
Oh my god.
Oh, cookie. Darn.
RSO strikes again.
Yeah. Okay.
Every time we do RSO on this show, man.
I mean, it has a weird way of...
Tino has pulled the next vote out. The crinkled paper unfolding in his hands. The smile on his face.
Poutine!
Oh! 1-1 right now.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Wow, this is interesting.
It is.
You know? We got the mystery vote, too, which I wasn't expecting, you know, 4 votes. So
yeah.
That's going to be an interesting twist into this championship.
Will we have to go to, like, sudden death?
Cookie.
Oh, my God. Holy shit.
2-1.
I'll reverse the roles.
2-1. Oh, shit. Okay, Justin has put his hat back on as he holds the last vote.
What happens if there's...
I don't even want to know. The final. And if this happens to be a tie, well, we'll just have to do something else in 2 weeks.
No, what do we do? No.
Eat again.
We can't string these people along.
Oh,
we demand a champion.
Do we bring the wives in?
That's a 2-person vote.
Yeah.
So that's going to be interesting. We can involve one
tiebreaker. Maybe a unanimous decision between them. I don't know.
We'll figure it out in a minute.
If it comes to that.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Here we go.
Goes to... Cookie.
Oh,
my God.
I was the only one who voted for poutine.
Wow. That was a 3-1 vote.
Well, cookies is the
cookies,
the stoner food in 2019.
Wow!
That is
crazy,
y'all. We did it,
cookies.
We took savory items, we took sweet treats, we took birthday cakes and Doritos mixes. Oh God, sorry. And we whittled them all down to this moment, and in the end,
we
cookies.
When we get high, high 502 guys, grab any kind of cookie. That's the blank cookie. That's the thing. That's the door opening the endless market of cookies. Who wants to be the first cookie sponsor of the high 502 guys?
Well, what cookie? What cookie do we go for?
What? Who do we like? Who? When we market hard.
Let's
like
not,
we love affair on Instagram to a particular company.
Let's not have a sponsor come to us. Let's just go aggressively to them and say, "Hey,
wow,
we really enjoy cookies."
Okay.
Because then we can tag them, and then they can see our love for cookies.
Well, okay, I see where that's going. If we were to follow the script of this episode, Nestle's Toll House Cookie would be the first company I would reach out to. But they seem more like family-orientated. Mm. They don't want to hang out with stoners drinking High Noon Spirits, watermelon vodka juice, right?
Yeah.
Whiskey. Putting RSO in their recipe. Yeah. But, like, okay, what about, like, Oreo, dog?
Oh, they're
what
cool.
What about Oreo? Mm. Some big ballers.
Or, yeah,
you know,
I could use Milk's favorite cookie every time I'm high.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I mean, exactly. Milk's favorite cookie in the rec market. We want to market with them Oreo people. You know,
yeah.
Because it's like, yes, they could be in every store or right next to the thing. Like, that's the cookie of choice for stoners this year. I don't know. So that's
what other cookies are there?
What?
Oh, what other cookies?
I guess you have, like, the Keebler.
The Keebler cookies, all their line. You'd have, like, well, the Nutter Butter, right? And then the Chips Ahoy, okay? And then, you know, what about, I don't know, the other off-brand cookie companies? Who the fuck knows?
The Great Value? Do we shout out Walmart, too?
No, nah, Uncle Sam like don't like us. They don't. You know, I was hoping for one of those sugar cookie gas station ones with the pink frosting.
Oh my goodness.
What you brought was amazing, but he told me earlier in the week.
Fuck, I knew I forgot something.
Maybe he was
going
to do it. You know, I've had a long week of disappointments after last episode. Man. We got sloppy after last week's episode, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
And so I broke a nail in the pumpkin, and then we were smoking out of the pumpkin, and then I put it on my porch, and then I broke my gosh darn dab rig, you know, my American-made heavy glass $80, you know, it was simple, but it was mine, and I was hitting it like 50 times a day, so I was super sad. So my beautiful wife, she went down to the local head shop and bought some probably Chinese brand shit like she do, but she bought me a really like nice $60 dab rig.
Nice.
So to our family, that's a high-end dab rig.
That's dope.
If you gave me $1,000 and said, go get a dab rig and some concentrates, I'm not the guy that would buy a $900 rig and $100 in concentrate. I'd buy a $100 rig and $900 in concentrates.
Yeah, amen.
You know, like that's how I kind of roll, right? More bang for your buck. So God bless you if you're getting $1,000 rigs and trying to swap them on Instagram. Do what you do. I'm going to be buying $60 Tsunami glass. So shout out to Tsunami glass and probably DH Gay International.
Yeah.
Okay.
DH Gay.
DH Gay.
Those are the home.
Okay. Which is amazing, which is like they can take a $1,200 piece and then just by photos, I imagine, recreate it in their studios.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like, you know, art is, I mean, meant to be replicated in some form. But that's not who we're shouting out for real.
No.
We're shouting out the additional piece I bought. When my wife bought it, she bought me 18 millimeter. I was like, sweetheart, I love you, but 18's not for me. I'm more of a 14 millimeter man.
Okay.
She didn't understand, but that's fine, you know? If you buy dab rigs and down stems and the parts and pieces, I got more 14 millimeter male and female pieces than anything else in my collection.
Okay.
So
yeah.
It's nice for like that switch out, right? So what I did is I went on eBay and I started typing in 18 to 14, blah, blah, blah. And what I found was this dude out of Loveland, Colorado. And that's what our glass blower of the week. Glass blower of the week is Subconscious Designs.
Hey.
And so he sold on eBay a discounted Terp collector and what do you call it? Transitional piece, downstem, something.
What
something.
You have there, sir,
yes,
is
sir.
A drop down reclaim catcher. That just goes into
with a Keck clip and a glass jar
with a clips with the clips on it.
That's sick.
And
and the glass jar is like made to you know fit it or whatever.
That's pretty slick.
And you know normally before dab
that's
rigs,
cool.
These little clips. If you had a hard time pulling out your downstem with your bowl piece on a bong, you would put the clips on the downstem. So then that way you'd just be able to lift up your bowl piece without. Any worries of having your downstem come out because it's just like a clip to your bong, if you will.
Right.
It's a really weird concept, but it's cool.
It's really cool. And I've taken it apart and made it. I cleaned this whole piece out for this night. That way we can smoke some really nice concentrates out of it. And this is hopefully the future. Hopefully I don't fucking break this one. So Subconscious Designs, go check him out. He's on Instagram at Subconscious Designs. And he's got some really cool pieces. You can see maybe he's like young in the game or whatever, but I mean for me, he charged me $26 for this piece. Right.
Damn. Here. Looks really good.
And
that's
a $10
really
nice. Nature's now. So fuck it. But look, it's gonna hopefully save this piece on my bong, you know, the original 18 female piece for a long time from worse for wear. Because that is the piece that broke on my other bong. I was trying to clean out the nail. And then, like, the it just went kink and just fell apart. Just right in front of me 5 minutes before I was supposed to go out for a day trip to Seattle. So I just sat there just like, I was like, well, I guess I ain't taking my road trip, Dad, then. You know? Fuck, homie. As I drop shit out of my pants. So let's kick this damn shit off, okay? Congrats to Cookies. What we're going to be smoking on first is something I picked up for, I think it was 20-some bucks.
Nice.
So not too bad for your buck. This is Fat Albert Indica Dominant Concentrate from Mountain High. The Mountain High Company at Mountain High Co. And this shit, actually I went to their Instagram page and doing research. And guess what? Fat Albert, this concentrate itself, was the first thing, the first picture. So tonight I commented on it right before I came over, like, hey, we're smoking some on at High 502. So I hope they're fucking marketing people.
Tapped in.
Yeah, they tapped in and want to be the first people to send us t-shirts. Kenny says he's a large. We got two extra larges, a double XL, and as always, a woman's size medium. We're trying to solicit. Who's going to be the first? Who's going to be the first and get lifelong support from the High 502 guys to be the first person to send us t-shirts?
We have 2 months to fulfill this destiny.
I did say it by the end of this year, didn't I?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what happens if I fail, boys? We got to think of a punishment, you know?
I'm thinking a gram dab.
A one gram send it dab?
But not of good shit.
No, they're killed.
Oh, what?
But not a terrible, not a like $10 black oil. I'm thinking a friendly name that we know and love that we can all appreciate the value and the taste. A gram of EHL.
We'll do that. Okay, yeah.
Or laser.
Oh, God, I don't want to have to do that and throw up everywhere. Do we have to all split it since all three of us have been campaigning all year? So just keep hitting the nail and one after the other. We just keep hitting it in a train until it's all gone.
I guess.
I mean, I
guess so.
We could be dab bros, like Eskimo bros, and just hit the same piece over and over. But if that's too gory for you guys, I can take the whole damn thing. I just don't really want to. My lungs, since we've been vaping, we did vape episode. Mm-hmm. I got 7 vape carts now and 2 PAX pods. I did. So my lungs have just been shit lately. I'm not going to lie. I just, you know what I need to do?
You think Jermaine Ensley was right?
What? Oh, yeah. He was. I'm starting to believe it that I'm over it. And once these cartridges are out and these vapes are done, I'm over it, man. I may go back to flower for a hot minute.
Yeah.
So, all right. I'm going to let this thing get red hot as I always do because I don't carry Q-tips. I guess I should, you know? Yeah.
Do you want some?
If you got Q-tips, maybe we don't have to heat it so red hot in between hits.
Yeah.
We can just be better about it. Because every time I pull away, it was like, there's still oil in it or something? I don't know what the hell's going on.
Q-tip's the way to go for sure.
Speaking of
so it doesn't burn you now.
Speaking of vapes, I have a high cannabinoid extract cart that is higher, obviously, in the cannabinoid, so it's a higher THC. Lower terpenes, but it'll get you there. It'll get you there.
Okay. That looks like it's red hot. So, you know what? Poutine man, I'm going to let you be the first.
Thank you.
To hit this shit, okay?
Oh, Lordy.
You know that's red hot, bro.
You know this, bro?
Woke real quick. Here's this. No, thank you. Here's that. There's that Fat Albert. It's really nice. I enjoy it quite a bit. I've been hitting on it before the show.
Yeah?
It's got 74% and 79% THCA. And it says it was produced and processed by Mountain High themselves, which is cool. Just like us, right?
Yeah.
Just like us. They produce and make their own shit. So good for them. I like seeing them on the shelves. And I've smoked them once before. I think we've even had them on the show, actually, once before, haven't we?
Yeah, we have.
But as always, sometimes I get high and I walk into the store and I just buy the same shit because I know it's going to be good rather than go, what's different? You know, and sweat the bud tender who's like, I'm fucking hella busy. crazy. Mm-hmm. Well, that's just me, you know. I'm not scared anymore, I tell you that much. You know, since the episode, I had an episode where I felt like this was the old drug dealer days, and you never down talk to drug dealer or else you get cut off from the chain.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You get your weed, you know, if you talk bad about his weed. Well, you know, when you go to the bud tender and he upsells you or downsells you, and sometimes I didn't have the strength to say no to that. But right. Those days are over, because I'm a better person now.
Good for you.
You know, buddy. Yeah, no, through this episode, it's helped me be a better consumer of Washington State cannabis, so I appreciate all right. that.
It's a good therapy.
I appreciate that. Yeah, this has been helpful. Hasn't this been fun?
Oh, hell yeah.
So, so much. As we approach 1 year of doing this, you know, we got a few episodes left, right?
Yeah. I'd say, like, at least two more.
We got 26, I thought, was every other week, 52 weeks in a year. You know?
Uh-huh.
How's that?
It was very neutral.
Neutral flavored?
It wasn't aggressive.
Smooth?
It was very smooth.
Okay.
It almost, like, inhaling just kind of water, almost. You know, like the
really?
Accent of water. Yeah, it was nice in the lungs. It was nice. I didn't get, like, a crazy head change. I wasn't kind of, like, in a whole other world after I took that dab. My lungs, I have baby lungs, and my lungs were doing pretty fine after that dab. So it was a nice, like, mid-shelf, definitely.
Great. Well, this is a good segue into Clock. I have a surprise for you, buddy.
Oh, snap. Well, what is it?
You and I had a conversation one day, and I think we talked about it on the show. I've been saving some stuff for you.
Okay.
All right.
This is fun. Kenny, how many cookies do you think you've eaten today?
Well, I ate two when they come out the oven because they was nice and warm. And then after that, I snuck another one. And then, since I've been here, I've eaten two.
They give me the carb cap today.
Five?
That's five.
Yeah. So, Clock, you and I had a talk one day, and I think we talked about it on here, about, like, saving up our old containers to see how much we're producing, right?
Yeah. Well,
this is 2 months worth of shit that we've been throwing in this bag.
Wow.
This is amazing.
Look at that.
Really hot.
And
do you have a curb cap on you, or...?
Man.
But, dude, look at this is just my house in 2 months.
2 months.
That's amazing. Justin, that's a lot of shit, isn't it?
Yeah.
Admit it, that's a lot of stuff. Is. Okay, let me take a picture of it right now.
That's insane, man.
Damn. So, mostly flour. A lot of flour.
A lot of flour.
Joints and concentrates. Here's a jingle for the ASMR freaks. We got some Dosey Lotto. This is beautiful. This really is. So you say this is about 2 weeks or 8 weeks worth or whatever? 2 months?
Yeah, 8 weeks worth.
Okay. Wow. So some cartridges, some flour bags, lots of jars, lots of concentrates. Wow. You know, you have an eclectic mix here, too.
Yeah.
I see that.
And a lot of stuff. A
lot of stuff. Lots of joints.
Mm-hmm.
Pagoda flour. Okay. Wow. Thank you for sharing
this, I mean, a lot of it's plastic, man.
What do we hope to do with stuff like this now that you've accumulated that? What would be the healthiest way to get rid of that stuff?
Man.
I do not know.
I don't know either. I mean, how do you get rid of plastic? You recycle it, right?
Just put it in the recycle bin?
You know, maybe eventually we'll have a cannabis products garbage can. Something.
Well, what if we started a company that if you wanted to take that to the nearest store,
mm-hmm.
and outside there was a bin that you could dump your shit into,
mm-hmm.
and then we could come pick up that shit, and like, what if we took every one of those concentrate pucks and put it in ethanol and got all of like the shit out of it.
Yeah.
I bet we could reclaim a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
Or just somehow be able to break that down and send it to the appropriate plastics to break down. How was that? Was that hit good?
It was very good.
Yeah,
very
thank
delicious.
You. Oh, good. Yeah, Tino didn't get a carb cap, so I feel really bad. He was complaining about the air taste. That kind of makes sense now.
Yeah.
I was like, air, what the... Ooh, ouch, airy. The carb cap was hot.
Ooh, what's up?
What's up?
So does that mean, would that be another tax for people to pay like they do already with garbage and yard waste? Would that be another thing?
Oh, to add to the bill to pick up?
Cannabis recycle?
No.
But what about, okay, here's another idea I've had. What if, like, we offered a service that you could come bring your dab rig and we could put it into a solution and then agitate the solution and get all of the shit out of it for you?
Mm-hmm.
And your dab rig would be returned to you perfectly clean.
Yeah.
But think about that. If you did that to 1,000 pieces, what that would look like and what you could extract from that reclaim.
Imagine how, like, tired you would be, though, of cleaning. Bong after I
sure
you'd have a lot of reclaim though for sure.
Yeah, you know, in my head I pictured it as like there was a machine at the bowling alley where you could put your bowling ball into and it would do it for you. You would put the cover into it, so maybe in my head it would be like that, where you could just put one end and then the other, and then it would just circulate through with that fluid and strip it all and then like run it through another cycle of clean fluid. That way it wouldn't taste like anything. So you wouldn't, because you're right. If you had to sit there and clean someone else's shit and do it for you, I want it to be like a keychain maker, like at Walmart, where it's outside the store, but make it outside the weed store. But then also be able to reuse that shit. I think that's also important too. Just think about that. That's like, in some circumstances, perpetual.
Yeah.
You know, it's a very sustainable thing. I don't know. I'm high.
No,
I got high once and thought
recycle.
About it.
Well, because you could, and maybe if you couldn't do it within, like, the confines of your own business, the reclaim that you do get, you know, maybe you could separate dab reclaim from weed reclaim, but if someone wanted to and they were gracious enough to take your product, if you had enough, and maybe they could... you know, turn that into gold. I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, in some form.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it ends up being THCA diamonds or crude or nothing, I don't know. The world of possibilities is there.
Yeah.
But
there's definitely a way of reusing your reclaim.
Definitely crude. Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
What do we dab it on? Sorry.
Okay, so this is the Fat Albert.
Okay.
Here's your carb cap.
From
I'm going to dab from Mountain High Concentrates.
High.
Produced and processed. 79% THCA and a bunch of other shit. It looks pretty good. It's very sugary. I got this at Nature's Gifts.
Yeah.
So it was good. It was a good deal.
Nice.
Yeah, what else, dude? I'm really high right now.
Me too.
Yeah. So I'm sorry there's some dead space. I'm sorry we bought some gusto, but we've had some breaks. We've had some poutine. We've had some RSO cookies. So, I mean, we've had vape pens. We've smoked 3 joints now. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So that's we've smoked hard. Powder Hound from Lazy Bee Gardens.
Right.
We've smoked Killer Queen from Chronic Farms, aka Rochester Farms.
We smoked Skunk from Black Label.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to the veterans.
To the veterans, man.
Yep.
Yeah,
normally,
good, man.
To be honest, normally I, with edibles and RSO, I'm very, I kind of throw it away, you know, not literally, but I just don't look towards that direction. Ooh. Oh, we.
Oh, it's getting him.
We got a
puddle. The devil is in this man.
We got a puddle going on. Is this puddle going to get burnt?
Uh-oh. You know, I know it's maybe it's faux pas for me to reheat that and hit it, but I kind of want to. Is that faux pas?
No.
Gauche.
Is this
some
not
circles?
What? Is this not the working man's podcast?
It is worth. Thank you, Tino.
Yeah.
We don't
thank
do
you.
This.
This.
We don't do
true.
This by the.
Okay, it's a big pool.
is a big pool. We want to save everything that we can, and we want to smoke everything.
You're absolutely right. Awesome. I'm sorry for questioning my God-given instinct.
You know, it's
just not waste shit.
It's okay, because as a dabber, you know, as a pot smoker, sure, you know, you smoke the bowl, and halfway through, you want to get rid of it. Most people will be like, that's fine. You know, the true stoner will say, hey, I'll finish that bowl for you, and then we can cash it. But, you know, you translate that to dabbing. If you're paying $26 for that gram, you want to make sure that you get every last drop, I guess, of oil. I'll do it, too. I'll reheat. If I see a puddle in my nail, I'll reheat it just so I can
keep hitting it.
Yeah, it's not going to taste very good, but I can get the whole dab.
No waste.
No waste around here. I know we've had covered episodes where we've talked about the West way to heat a nail. The reverse dabbing where you put in it cold and then heat it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We've done that before. Oh, God. That's getting me.
Let it all out. Lord, this man has demons in him.
Well, Kenny, first of all, it's been a pleasure having you here.
Yeah, bud.
All right, I've enjoyed
it. We've had a great episode today. As we, are we done? Do we have more to smoke?
We have one more dab.
Oh, yeah. Kenny, are you ready to hit this dab?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
We can do that.
Well, let's heat Kenny up with one more of the Fat Albert. Does it pass everybody's test?
I like
Does
it.
Does everyone I, like it?
Yeah.
Real clean?
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
A hint of something on the backdrop, like maybe citrus or...
I don't get a nasty, planty flavor, you know, and sometimes you got to worry about that because, and if you hit that at the right temperature, that planty flavor that you get from concentrate sometimes will taste, to me at least, like shrimp or seafood. It just has like a really distinguishable taste.
Yeah.
And I'm not a fan of it. But shout out to these guys for maintaining mountain low price for a mountain high quality. Oh, man.
Great shout out.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Dino.
Well, let's let that cool down as we finish off the mountain high. Shit, what else do we need to do? I don't have any news for you this week. Well, sorry, folks.
Oh, I thought we had a mystery bud.
Oh, we had a mystery bud? Oh, that is true. Although we dabbing now. Yeah. All right. So once we start dabbing, smoking flower back. After dabbing, there's no turning back.
Yeah.
There's none.
Let's talk
so
about...
So that's like a post-show hit now, maybe. Mm. Tino, you got a meme of the week?
I do. My meme of the week, I do not have the name, but I do have a picture right here in my head. It is a very attractive blonde female, and she has really nice eyes, and she has... a bit of cleavage showing. And so when you scroll down, you see this attractive woman. But then on her cleavage, it says, Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself.
Oh, the Jeffrey Epstein meme. Yeah, dog, that shit's everywhere.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
And we just found out that he didn't.
He really didn't.
He was in a homicide.
He was murdered. Now, why is this society? What are we gonna do? What are we gonna do about it?
What can we?
Honestly, do we like demand that the perpetrators be caught and we see the video or what? I mean, if this is blatant murder of a person who gave children to top people, he was about to expose. This is a this out of a movie, dude.
Yeah.
And if his murder goes you know, untouched, they don't do anything about it, they just let it go, then what's different than anyone else murdering anyone?
Yeah.
And that's the point. You know?
Kenny, how was it?
It's just like people, you know.
Fantastic.
That's good. Fun.
I enjoyed your
They killed them to protect
much.
People.
Exactly.
They did. Yeah. Why aren't we still exposing those people that he gave kids to? I guess is my question.
Yeah.
There's got to be a call for that out there in this world. So maybe I'm the next to be murdered. Maybe I'm the first person to call for it. But let's do it, you know?
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of memes. It means a lot of people don't want this to go away, you know? Real popular people. So, and it's everywhere in every sort of way. Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself, you know?
Yeah.
So maybe it's time that everything gets torn down, you know? We just really fucking get to it, because that shit's crazy, bro.
It was an issue. Okay. We're sick and tired of all these lies and all these fucking, on, what do you call it? Like, I really don't know the word, but all of these cases that just go unfinished, you know? That there's no... Cold cases. We're tired of all these cold cases, man. And, you know, I hate to play the race card, but, you know, it's usually rich European people that get away with things, while people of other, more like Latin or African descent, they get charged with things. So it's really, it's happening right in front of our eyes, so how can we not raise a question of what's going on here?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's weird. We live in a really weird time where money influences pretty much everything.
Yeah.
You know, money talks and money walks, and if you don't got it, get the hell out of here.
Yeah. Well, Tina, thank you for that meme.
Yeah.
Meme of the week.
Meme of the week. Pop pop.
Meme of the week.
Meme of the week.
Pop pop. That was Tino's
meme of the week.
Well, thank you. We're on a serious subject. You know, it's the next serious subject is what's the last fucking dab we're smoking?
The last dab we are smoking is an I-95 mix by Sub X Division. And it is not their cold smoke, but it is their Beeline, which, I mean, you look at it, man, and I don't know how the hell they do it, but they have, like, equally sized diamonds. You know, you don't have big chunks. They're all kind of, like, the same nice proportionate dab size that you would want to, that you'd want to take a hit of. It's really easy to, I guess it's really easy to make sure you get just the right amount for yourself.
I see.
Based on the terp crystals and how they're made.
It looks really saucy, really juicy.
Yeah.
It looks really nice.
They do a good job. They have a really nice rate. Like I said,
and it smells like some smell. It smells like some earthy, piney ass.
Yeah.
OG, you know?
Dude, and it hits you. Ooh, this has been my favorite concentrate. I've had it once before. I think twice before.
I got this for you when you're ready.
And I got this at Spark It, not Origins, but at Spark It, and I had a 25% off, so I think I paid $26.50
for the gram.
And that's not bad, you know, because each, from what I experience, and I love taking a dab and just kind of melting to the floor, if you will. This dab will do it to you, man. If you like indicas, it'll hit you right there. It'll get you going to bed. I think it's a good bang for your buck. Justin, what's your
It was good. Really
nice. Oh shit, well good. Sub X, huh?
Sub X,
man, I love that Sub X. Was it the bronze edition?
I believe so.
Okay.
It wasn't their AA, but it was definitely their Beeline. And even then, their Beeline's killing it.
Oh, it is the Beeline? Yeah. The bronze?
Yeah, I believe it was like the $35 gram.
Oh, okay.
So with the 25%, it came out to 26. I think their cold smoke is is a cold, hard $50 gram of concentrate, which is insane.
I know, but cold smoke won all them awards, so
the flavor, man, if you really are a connoisseur, get you that cold smoke, because that flavor, really good. It's really, there's a reason why they won three awards, you know?
Yeah,
first place.
Mm-hmm.
And
Hey, we're promoting them, so they must be good.
Okay, so far today, let's talk about it. We did the Black Label Skunk. Yes. Delicious. Yes. Would buy again.
Yes.
Get you some. Where was that purchased?
Discovery Bay Canyon.
Disco Bay on the train. That's mm-hmm. right. We smoked Chronix, the division of Rochester Farms.
Mm.
Killer Queen to start the show. Mm-hmm. That shit was pretty good.
Yeah, it was.
G13 and something else.
And you got that from?
Nature's Gifts.
Nature's Gifts.
We smoked Lazy Bee Gardens Powder Hound.
Yeah.
That shit was good.
Yeah, it was
smooth as fuck, right? People were loving it.
I love
it. We ate RSO from Trichrome Extracts.
Yeah.
Tino tried to swing the vote, and it worked. Whoa.
Imagine that.
I know. What else did we smoke on? We smoked the gosh darn Hot Mountain High Concentrates Fat Albert.
That was good.
Okay, that was good.
That was really
nice
good.
And smooth. I'm about to smoke the Cold Concentrates Bronze Line. So, we have had a full episode. I'm high as balls.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean.
One person voted for poutine, just like one person voted for the High Noons. So,
wow. It was
I wasn't calling anybody out. I'm just showing. It was a three.
Like it wasn't obvious.
3-on-1. This is the gangbang episode. 3-on-1 is what we just did. And I'm sorry for all my fans in Quebec. I tried. I tried to make the delicious. No, it's for you, homie.
Oh, I was.
Yeah, no, it's for you.
Well,
right now, yeah, no problem. I'm really fucking high. I'm afraid if I smoke this, my lungs are going to be just trash, and I'm going to have to go home and hit the inhaler like 50 times.
No.
Also, I'm on the verge of getting spins because we ate the salted caramel after the 1.5.
Yeah.
Now that's starting to kick in, and I'm just starting to get like the waves, like
melting,
I'm surfing.
I feel it.
So I'm just sort of like, I know me, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like if I hit that, you know, I'm gonna send it too far over the edge.
Yep.
It's not gonna be good for anybody in my family. Plus, you know, tomorrow I go jogging once a week, 3 miles is what I do for cardio.
Wow.
And if I miss that,
hey,
I feel like shit the next the whole week because I'm missing that. My heart's like, what the fuck are you doing? Mm. It wants to do it more often, but I just don't have the time.
But what else do we have going on tomorrow?
A 3 mile.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you are in the 502 or 509 or 360 or 206 area, you know that tomorrow's game day for
Seahorse.
Who are we going against tomorrow, Clark?
Thank you for asking. We're going against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They're coming to town. It's a 1 o'clock kickoff, and we're hoping for the best. You know, they have a coach that used to be a coach of the Arizona Cardinals, a divisional opponent.
No.
And so the deal is that we could, that he knows us, so we can fucking lose it all, you know, to this guy. He's tricky as shit, too. Mm. He's a white man, but he wears a Kangol. So you know he's got to be a fucking badass. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
The white Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Our defense have been suspect at times.
All right.
So sometimes they can put it on us. So, but we ain't here to talk about football. We here to smoke weed.
Yeah.
I can't even hold my eyes right now. I'm so fucking high.
Ladies and gentlemen, I burnt my little baby boy pinky on the nail.
Oh,
it fucking hurts.
Kenny, are you wanting to hit with this cold smoke, sir?
The sure.
795.
One last one
for the road.
I'm out of cookies.
Yeah.
I came here to take dabs and eat cookies, and we're all out of cookies. I mean,
don't get no better than this. Yeah.
No.
Well, thanks for showing up today and being a part of this.
But you were saying in our intermission, you were talking about how the weed really started developing, like sativa wise, down in Vietnam.
No, well, that's where a lot of it, when everybody went over to Vietnam, and then as the war ended in 74 and stuff, they started bringing a lot of that particular type weed back over here through the seeds and the cultivation is where a lot of different strains came from. And that's when it really started to develop more than just them throwing it out there in the field and growing it, you know. So,
wow.
brickweed. So
did you see any of that?
But it was still just water. They didn't pump all the newts to it like they do now. So
now, did you make it into edibles, turn it into butter, or was it all strictly just smoking joints?
Most of it was smoking joints.
Okay.
You didn't really have all that. But that all seemed to really take off after they kind of started legalizing it. I think it was in California in 96 that it went medical. So it wasn't wrecked for a long time. Colorado was one of the first states.
So you were, I mean, you were in that, were you, you were in that war? Were you?
No.
The Vietnam?
No. I missed it by a couple of years. But I did go do my time in the service. So.
Yeah.
Where's the curb cut? Oh, I think I have it.
Hi, honey. Oh, I got it right here.
Oh, do you? Sorry. Okay, cool. Yeah. Will you give that to him?
There you go. Hello, bro. Kenny can hang.
Yeah, he can hang. I was trying to quit, but now he's taking a hit. He's had like 5 cookies. He's still hitting it. So, I got this also.
You keep going, man.
Let you go.
It's all you.
Okay.
That's it? I'm guessing?
I'm good.
Yeah, let me just take a little baby hit so I don't puss out on this. Thanks.
You know, one thing that would be really cool to invest in is a terp crystal. So that when we have all that material just right there, when you inhale, borosilicate piece of glass that's just a circle and it just like will make the what do you call it? Delicious. Make the wax just kind of spin around and so we get some nice all around heat so that way it's just puddle up right there on the bottom. But they're expensive. They're like 70.
Oh man,
what do you think of that? What do you guys both think of that I-95?
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, very delicious.
Hits you right behind the eyes too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I think we did what we came here to do. So we've done all that. We're giving away the PAX batteries. We'll post pictures. Remember to say Bowser. Tina, do you want your picture to say anything? Or just the fact that someone would say it equals they and a friend that they tag or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. We're going to do that. Well, for Coffin Kenny Wood, I'm Ryan Clock. Justin, you got anything to say in closing?
No, I enjoyed pretty much everything on the docket tonight, and the fucking RSO got me again.
Yeah.
Amen.
The RSO strikes once more.
Yeah, trichrome extracts. You got good.
Revenge cookie. Of the RSO, yep. Part 2.
Part 2, dude. The oh, cookie man. One, dude. I know. So thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah.
You guys better believe we'll have at least, hopefully, an episode before Thanksgiving for all you people that want to get high as hell and have a good Thanksgiving.
Oh,
there you go.
Okay.
All right.
What do we say? Bye.
Arrivederci.
Bye. Bye.
How do they say goodbye when you're high? You're just like with your, at your friend's house and you're like,
I gotta go, man. And then you just like, okay. And then you just go like, bye. Or peace. Yeah, I just say peace.
Yeah.
Okay. Till we meet again, friends.
I gotta go. I gotta go, man.